Another place where the U.S. deploys aerial drones is along the border with Mexico. They're used for surveillance there, helping to detect suspicious movements by migrants or drug traffickers. But it's up to agents on the ground to find and intercept illegal crossers, and that's not easy. At the San Ysidro crossing, south of San Diego, agents monitor a constant flow of U.S.-bound vehicles and travelers. From the Fronteras desk at station KPBS, Ruxandra Guidi has one border agent's story.
My name is Angelica DeSima, and I've been a CBP officer here in San Diego for 12 years. I am from San Diego, lived here all my life.
As a Customs and Border Protection agent, DeSima has been trained over the years in behavior analysis, interviewing techniques, shooting a firearm, immigration and customs law. She started working here before the attacks of September 11, 2001. Back then, border and immigration enforcement was a different, much smaller undertaking. This port of entry is the busiest in the U.S. It gives a taste of the size of the entire border enforcement operation. There are 24 lanes at this crossing. Every day, officers stationed here see up to 40,000 vehicles and inspect close to 90,000 people.
Well, an average workday here at the San Ysidro port of entry is 8 hours. You come to work and you find out where you're assigned for the day. Not more than half of the day you're going to be doing what we call primary inspections, and that's basically being at the booth and inspecting people as they come into the country.
DeSima zigzags on foot through the traffic that's coming into the U.S. from Tijuana. It's 11 in the morning, no longer rush hour, but the rows of cars extend as far as the eye can see.
Lane 15.
All right, you guys. Run, we'll just follow you.
Suddenly, another agent calls out the number 915. That's code for human smuggling. DeSima rushes past the booths to see if the agents handling the smuggler need backup.
So they got people in the trunk on this one. They took the driver out for security reasons. He was put in handcuffs and he's being escorted to the secondary. The officer's taking the vehicle with the people in the trunk into the secondary inspection area.
The vehicle is a beige Honda Accord. The agents take it to an area right under the pedestrian bridge. This is where they handle drug and human smuggling cases.
See, in this case, we had four adults in the trunk of this Honda Accord, two males and two females. We'll give them water. We'll make sure they're okay, that they're feeling, you know, fine. If they are not feeling well, we see that they're having trouble doing normal things, like walking or talking or breathing, we'll call in a medical first responder.
The four Mexicans get out of the trunk. They're covered in sweat, and they're visibly upset. They look like they want to cry. But otherwise, they seem to be fine. They sit on a curb next to each other. They have no shoes on. They stare at the ground until the Honda Accord is fully checked.
You see this every day. People trying to come into the country hidden in the trunks, and even deeper concealment methods, like a specially built compartment. A lot of times we call them coffin compartments. People cannot get out of them. They're generally affixed to the undercarriage of the vehicle and in a very precarious situation, thin wood, barely being held by wood or metal straps. And it is dangerous.
Later, the four men and women will be processed and charged, then sent right back to Tijuana. The driver will likely face a human smuggling charge along with prison time in the U.S.
It's definitely challenging. It can be tiring. Yes, you're processing travelers every day, but it's not the same every day, and you just never know what you're going to run into. You could run into a person who is armed and dangerous. You could find somebody who, a missing person, a child who is kidnapped. So it's exciting. It's definitely not boring, but challenging at times.
But DeSima says she loves her job.
And I do it with that sense of pride, you know, for my country. And it's not against anybody. I have family in Mexico. I love my family. I love the Mexican culture. So that doesn't take away from the job that I do every day to secure this nation.
For the world, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in San Diego.